Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationship, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, we could never be more than friends. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 37 and I've been married for 11 years to my best friend. We met in eighth grade and we've been in love since then. We also have a lot of close friends from the past that we still hang out with. We went to rival high schools, so my wife is not friendly with some of my female friends. I feel blessed that she isn't bothered by me hanging with my female friends, but recently I went too far with one of my friends. The first time I almost had sex with this friend, she said if we have sex, she wouldn't stop until I was all hers. That kept me away from her for a while. But then I got upset with my wife in March and I went running to my friend's house to vent. Just seeing my friend made me cheer up, and she felt so good pressed up against me when we hugged. I got really caught up, and we had sex a few times. She reminded me that if we went all the way, she was going to become a problem in my life. I should have heeded the warning. Since that night, she has not been the same around me and other friends, so I've stopped going out with my homies. I have given her money and gifts to apologize for whatever she might be going through, but I had to stop sending her things because she might use them against me. Yesterday, I tried to smooth things over to see where her head is. I told her that we can never be more than friends. I told her I was not leaving my wife. She took the news so well that I'm afraid of what might come next. She has no reason to be hurt because she knew what was up from the start. I'm scared for my life and my marriage. Am I handling this situation with my friend the right way? Please help. Okay, so here you go. What you did was really, really stupid. And now you want Steve and I to fix your mess. You admitted to starting it when you said you went too far, when you almost had sex with one of your friends. That's what makes you so trifling as a husband, because you did eventually have sex with this woman. Not once, not twice, but you say a few times. So you're going to get what's coming to you. I mean, the friend is holding it over your head, the possibility that she might tell your wife, and you should be scared because she might. Yeah, she took the news well, but that's dangerous. Are you handling the situation right, you ask? Well, you're giving her gifts and money and all this stuff, but just like life, there are no guarantees. You dug this hole, so you know you got to deal with the consequences when and if they come. Steve, and they're gonna come.
You know what, man? Again, here we are. Here we are with this opposite sex friendship. I just don't know how many times I have to tell y'all this. But okay, y'all keep writing in. We'll keep going over it. I don't even know what this information is about. You want to tell us you're 37? You want to tell us you've been married 11 years to your best friend? Y'all met in eighth grade. Y'all been in love ever since.
details.
There's some more useless information. We went to rival high schools, so my wife is not friendly with some of my female friends. It's not because of the rival high school. Nobody's still doing that. She not friendly with your girlfriends because she don't know them. They not her friends. They ain't got nothing to do with our high school rivals. You stupid. Then hit the ignorant part. Mm-hmm. I feel blessed that she isn't bothered by me hanging with my female friends. Mm. What? Brother, I can't believe you wrote that. I feel blessed that she's not bothered by me hanging with my female friends. Oh, do you really? Okay. So what are we gonna do in this letter? Let's take advantage of the blessing. Let's use the blessing. Let's let this blessing work for our benefit. I'm so blessed that she isn't bothered by me hanging with my female friends. But recently, I went too far with one of my friends. Oh, okay. Well, let's hear this right here. I'm here for this. Let's hear how you went too far with one of your friends. Because I got a group of friends that I hang out with, too. And this has never occurred. Because all my friends is men. So this has never occurred. The first time I almost had sex with this friend, she said if we had sex, she wouldn't stop until I was all hers. He said, and that kept me away for a while. But then you and your wife had a fallout in March and you went running over to your friend's house to vent. And then you said, just seeing my friend made me cheer up. Mm-hmm. What is it about your friend that when you see them, it cheers you up? Well, you want to know what it was? It was her looks. Mm-hmm. It was her body. And just seeing my friend made me cheer up. And she felt so good pressed up against me when we hugged. I ain't never said that about my friend. And me and my homies hug when we see each other. Ain't now one of them felt good pressed up against my body. Matter of fact, our bodies don't really press up against each other. It's a really shoulder hug.
Hang on.
So now already this female, I'm telling you, can't have this. I'm
sick. Say it all the time. Sure. I know. We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, we could never be more than friends. We'll get back into it right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. We could never be more than friends.
This letter is so ignorant to me. Yes. Once again, this is a letter about, and I have told y'all about these opposite sex friends. I've told you about this. I can't count the times, but here we are again. 37-year-old man been married 11 years to his very best friend. They was high school sweethearts. They've been in love ever since. But he says that, and his wife isn't friends with any of his friends because they went to rival high schools. Okay, that ain't why she not friends with none of your friends. It's because she don't know none of them. And then he says, but I feel so blessed that she doesn't have a problem with me hanging out with my female friends. See, that is a lie. That's a lie. Because she don't know what you and your female friends is doing. So, partner, stop saying stuff that's ignorant and not true. Women are not cool with you and your female friend. They got one eye on you and one eye on your friend at all times. At all times, homie. Because she trying to figure out if she's supposed to be your best friend, what is these other tunes for?
We got it.
You tell a woman that she your best friend, then she gonna wonder what these other female friends is for. So you said you feel blessed that she ain't bothered by you hanging with him. And then recently I went too far with one of my friends. Oh, really? Because I ain't never went too far with none of my friends because all my friends is men. Here we go. First time I almost had sex with this friend, she said if we had sex, she wouldn't stop till I was all hurt. Well, that kept me away for a while. But then one day you got upset with your wife in March and we were running over to your friend's house venting. And as soon as you saw her, it felt better. What is it about her that made you feel better? And then guess what you said? She felt so good pressed up against me when we hugged. You know, when I see my homies that I've been friends with for 50 years, 60 years, when we see each other, we hug. But we don't press up against each other, though. That ain't what we do. But you pressed up against her when we hugged. It felt so good. I got really caught up, and we had sex a few times. She reminded me that if we went all the way, she was going to become a problem in my life. I should have heeded the warning. How you did it? She told you. Do you know what she said? Listen to me. If you run up on me and we do engage, I'm be a problem. You know what I'd have heard?
What?
Listen to me. I'm crazy. I'm going to tell you right now.
Right now.
I'm going to bring down your whole fort.
Wow.
If you sleep with me. Mm-hmm. And the reason you can come over here every time something wrong, because don't nobody live here. You know why don't nobody live here? Because everybody found out how crazy I am. Now you can come over here and get some of this crazy thing if you want to. But when you get it and I put it on you, I'm going to put all the rest of it on you too. I'm going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But you kept going over there. I should have heeded the warning. Well, since that night, she has not been the same around me and my other friends, so I stopped going out with my homies. What? Your homies? You're referring to the other female friends and guys, of course. I've given her money and gifts to apologize for whatever she might be going through. She going through what she told you she was going to do. If you come over here and sleep with me, I'm going to be a problem, and I'm not going to stop until you all mine. And then I've given her money and gifts to apologize for whatever she might be going through, but I had to stop sending her things because she might use them against me. Man, you stupid, man. Hey, man, let me tell you something. Cheating is not what you do. You're not good at it. You're real scary. You don't know none of the rules. Mm-hmm. You ain't set up no guidelines. You ain't had a conversation. You just did what the girl told you not to do. You slept with her. She said she was going to be a problem. Now, yesterday, I tried to smooth things over to see where her head is. I'll tell you where her head is. She crazy. She told you that. I told her that we can never be more than friends. Bruh, you've already crossed the line of friendship. Why do y'all keep using this term friends for people that you are more than friends with?
Mm.
It is so hard to be friends with the opposite sex, especially if there's any form of attraction.
Okay.
I told her I'm not leaving my wife. She took the news so well that I'm afraid of what might come next. Oh, I know how that went. I ain't ever leaving my wife. She said, okay.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
You know good and well in the back of her mind, she was going, but what did I tell you, though?
Uh-huh.
I'm finna be a whole problem for you. Go on back over there, too. She has no reason to be hurt because she knew what it was from the start. No, she didn't.
What?
You knew what it was from the start. She told you, if you sleep with me, I'm gonna be a problem. You knew what it was from the start. She gonna do what she said she said. She promised you she was gonna be a problem. That's what she finna be. I'm scared for my life. Well, if it, she knew what you scared for your life for.
Right.
She gonna kill you. Okay.
On today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey Esterman on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good.
Am I handling this situation with my friend the right way? She not your friend.
Download
she finna kill you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.